Welcome to the Riabu podcast with Mark Loudy and Simon Littlewood. Our focus in this edition is on the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman, Kate Carnell, and her recently released SME Growth Index. It's a survey of 1,000 companies with revenues of 1 to 20 million Australian dollars, and it shows just how much of a problem cash flow is for them. A lot of the statistics won't be new to you, but there are some important points to come from this index that you as a small business owner, manager, or managing director must know about. So Simon, first to some of those statistics. More than a quarter of small businesses said they had difficulty meeting tax payments. And that's the least of their issues because quite a large number of them said that they are really struggling to try to get funding together. So many of them, according to this report, said that they really had difficulty finding financing and really frequently have to dip into their own personal finances, their personal savings, or mortgage their personal home in order to finance their growth and their working capital. Some of those statistics, 83% said that they usually put their hands in their own pockets to fund their growth. 77% said they used invoice financing. 23% rely on merchant cash advances, and crowdfunding and P2P lending and so on come in at less than 10% each. Simon, one other important thing was why banks are no longer the preferred way of getting credit. According to the survey, about one in five said it's because they had to give personal guarantees when they take out a loan from the bank, something that they don't need when it comes to, you know, some of the non-bank financing that is around. And another one in five said it's because of the compliance paperwork that's involved in getting a loan. Firstly, let's get your overall reaction to the SME Growth Index.
Well, I think this is good data and it's very interesting, and it confirms what we at Riabu have been saying for some time, which is that there are significant pressures on SMEs, and that in many cases, they're being paid progressively later whilst larger companies are taking advantage of their strength in the market to manage their own cash flow quite aggressively. One of the issues that I have with this, though, is that it positions the entire discussion on how do I as an SME fund my growth and my operations as being a discussion about where's the best place to borrow money, what's the best way to borrow money. Really, as a business advisor, the first thing I would say is that the question we should be asking is how can I so manage my own cash flow, particularly from receivables, so that I have the cash available to fund growth? Because we heard that 80% use invoice financing. Well, that means that there are invoices that are unpaid. So the answer is to get the invoice paid by the customer who should be paying it, not to take the invoice, discount it, and pay a significant rate of interest to borrow money that I'm owed anyway. So, yes. To me, you know, this is very much an example of how this debate has moved as a result partly of quantitative easing, partly of changes to banking regulation. Now, there are far more lenders now in the market. There's far more cash around because of quantitative easing in Europe and America. And the consequence of those two things is it's easier than ever to borrow money. And indeed, this article talks about how there are five or six or seven different places that an SME can go to. Borrowing money should be a last resort unless you plan to do it as part of your strategic plan. Your first resort should be to optimize your operations so that you are first in line to get paid.
Yes. Isn't that the great irony about all of this? It's exactly as you say, Simon. Come and borrow money. And while we have no reason to doubt the veracity of the survey, it is rather telling that a money lender, a non-bank money lender like Scottish Pacific, should be the one to have conducted the survey.
Yeah. And good luck to them. Yeah, good luck to them.
Good luck to them. As I said, we have no evidence to say that the survey isn't strong and doesn't have integrity. But it does say something about the whole fact that people say, let's borrow money rather than let's get our customers to pay on time. And that, I guess, then folds over into some of the other discussions around what's then reported in the SME Growth Index. Because somehow there seems to be the shoulder shrugging, well, we can't get our customers to do anything about it anyway, so what's the point?
Well, you know, that betrays, that's giving up a little bit too easily. But you could argue that if it's too easy to borrow money, you may be less inclined to have those tricky conversations with customers. I mean, we find over and over, first of all, our belief is that it isn't actually that hard to get your customer to pay you on time. Most companies are operating from goodwill and will, if you manage them right, meet the terms of trade that you've agreed with them. But if, on the other hand, you allow them to, they will hang on to their money. And if also you're being seduced by multiple lenders who say, don't worry about that, borrow money from us, increasingly that may be more attractive than having tricky conversations with your customers. The trouble with that is it is a very, very slippery slope. And once you start borrowing money from third parties instead of properly managing your own cash flow, then you may well find yourself in business difficulties. Yep.
Yes. And you know, the other thing that strikes me is that the conversations about getting your customers to pay you on time, which is something else that the Australian Small Business Ombudsman has talked about, is seemingly held in complete isolation from the discussion about lending, when actually they're two sides of the same coin.
Well, you know, a cynic would argue that the bankers are closer to governments than SMEs, but I think he'd probably be right. But yes, look, I don't know how much of a business expert an ombudsman actually is. This is a political figure, after all, an elected figure. I would argue that this is not an area. The area of, well, I've described this as receivables is an orphan, you'll have heard me say a few times, in the sense that nobody really regards it as something they want to own and worry about within a company. Now, the business leaders are focused on growing the company, finance are focused on other things to do with risk and control. The reality is a few very simple things done effectively can ensure that you get paid on time. That's the thing to focus on. If, when you've done that and all your invoices have been paid, there is a logical strategic argument for borrowing money to grow the business, if there are opportunities to acquire other businesses, whatever it is, then take your time about figuring that out and get the best deal that you can. I think one of the things you didn't mention, which is very significant, is that 20% of the times that SMEs were frustrated that they couldn't get money was they couldn't get it quick enough. Well, if you can't get it quick enough, that is, if you're under pressure to borrow money quickly, what does that tell you about the way that you're managing your day-to-day cash flow? It suggests that you do not have it under long-term control. And that, to me, is a worry. Yeah.
Yes, I'm really pleased you mentioned that. That the short application times, 17.1% is the precise figure, but as you say, about one in five, is one reason why SMEs go with non-bank lenders. They must be in a tearing hurry if they desperately need that cash straight away, as you say. But one of the other figures is, again, another one in five, say reduced compliance paperwork. Is there a reason for why they go with a non-bank lender? The bank presumably puts all sorts of forms in front of them that they have to complete, which then take a while for them to process. What this then suggests, Simon, is that companies don't really want to go through a lot of effort to get the funding. And that's obviously going to be problematic when you're looking to get your customers to pay you on time.
Yeah, I mean, banks, you know, are struggling to enter the digital age. And many of the larger lenders, and we know some of them quite well, have a tradition of face-to-face banking that they haven't really got past, which involves a fairly lengthy process, taking some weeks before you can get money. Some of the online lenders offer you a provisional agreement pretty much instantly, followed by a firm agreement within 24 hours or 36 hours. This is a very different environment. And you can see why SMEs find this attractive, particularly if they're under pressure.
We'd like to hear your comments. Drop them into the comments box next to this podcast. Tell us your story. What's your experience been with lending money from banks? Perhaps you still prefer to lend money from banks. Tell us about it, and we'll talk about it, with your permission, during the next podcast. Thanks, Simon.